This is CliffCentral.com. The Unview. The Thin, the Rich, and the Fabulous on CliffCentral.com.
Good morning, good morning, good morning to you. And of course, this is CliffCentral.com, the Unview, when we're still trying to work out who is the
Thin,
the Rich,
and also Fabulous.
We are so fabulous.
I'm slightly less fabulous. I've always said that.
But you're divine. Nathan Rowe, how are you?
Maybe that should be the new title. You're the Thin, the Rich, and the Divine.
Well, Stephen Hawkins has hit the divine.
Sure, yes. What a huge loss, eh?
Huge loss. Sad news about that. We're going to have a little bit of a tribute song to him a bit later. We're going to sing something for him.
Yeah, we'll have to.
You got a brand new ukulele?
I do.
I love it. It's a brand new ukulele. We're going to be singing some lovely songs in the studio. We've got some great guests on the show, Nathan. We've got Cathay Specific from Gate 69.
Love him / her.
We love Cathy. Discussing Snipped and Tucked, their new show. Snip and Tucked. We've got Melanie Burke from the Fleur de Cup 2018 Awards. Of course, the biggest theatre awards in South Africa, next to the Naledi Awards.
Yes.
Thousands of people go down to Cape Town for this. It's 52 years old, so it's been around for a hell of a long time. So it's Peppa Pig, live in South Africa. We've got Peppa Pig.
Fantastic, I know.
How cool to have Peppa Pig.
Yeah, like the six-year-old children that are absolutely losing their minds right now.
You've heard the news that David Beckham's in town.
Yes, I have.
Everybody knows about it, okay? And around Cliff Central, Gareth is going to do an interview. Everyone's running to go and see David Beckham. I don't care. I've met David Beckham. I don't care about David Beckham. I care about Peppa Pig. Peppa Pig. That's what I care about. So yeah, that's what I care about. Peppa Pig.
Why do you care more about Peppa Pig?
I know that people have said it is something that shouldn't be discussed, but I have heard from other sources, fools. So please stop telling me to hush. Got it?
Sure.
Okay.
Cutting their throats.
Sure, I don't understand this. Okay. Yeah. What's wrong with you? I mean, no one says this. But we knew from other people.
Do you know what I love about this studio is that people
all jump
against
the window.
Against the window
and shout at us.
And wave their hands.
But we knew
as
from
if we
other
can
people.
Hear what they're saying.
I don't know what's happening.
But we can't.
All right, so Peppa Pig. Peppa Pig is coming to South Africa. We're going to chat about Coaches R Us. Second season's been launched with Bright Rock. Conrad Yankees is the new star of Coaches R Us. And I know we were on the shoot together.
What a classic gentleman. He is
what
hilarious.
A classic. We'll chat to him. But I've got to tell you some exciting news is that I've spent some time working with the fabulous swimmer, Olympian, world record holder, Cameron Vandenberg, who's on the line. Cameron, welcome to the show.
How's it going, guys?
How you doing?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing this morning?
Cam, the man, we're excellent. And I'm so excited that next week you are off to, very exciting, off to the Commonwealth Games. Cameron, firstly, are we going for the world title and are we going for the world record, should I say, and are we going for gold?
We never swim to lose. I don't think anyone ever gets in the pool to swim for silver medal, but I'm very excited for the games. Haven't been to Oz in quite a while. Training's been going extremely well. Preparations have been going extremely well. And it's a really nice team. A lot of the guys are very confident. The guys really gel well together. So I think we're going to try and get the most out of the performances of everyone. And it's a youngish team, which is nice because now it's a new generation that's sort of pulling through. Obviously, Olympic Games are only 2 years away. So we need to start building those there's young gems coming through before the oldies like me knock off. So looking forward to the games and we'll hopefully bring back some silverware.
Tell me something. When you got the gold medal, what is that feeling? What is it like?
Since I got the gold in London?
Well, when you get that medal, that when it happens and they put it around your neck, what is that feeling like?
I think it's... It's sort of, unreal in the moment at the time because, I think you put so much time and effort and so many sacrifices into something that it's, when it happens in the actual moment, it's sort of a bit of a surreal and unreal feeling. It's only more sort of when you sit back and you actually reflect and you get back home and, you see and you watch and you see in the papers and you see what's happened and how things have changed. That's sort of a bit of a realization of what it actually means because, for a lot of sportsmen, I think a lot of they don't always understand what sport means to people, and especially South Africans, and how it unifies everyone. Everyone comes together and watches. So for me, the biggest kick is more, you know, the reactions out of what it means for the country, out of versus what it means to yourself.
The next question is, of course, is it the goal or is it the world record? Which one do we want more? I mean, obviously, I think when you get the world record, you get the gold. I mean, genuinely, I would imagine. But what is the best part of it?
Well, the gold medal, of course, because nobody can ever take that away from you. So, I mean, I currently hold 2 world records. I used to hold 4, but the other 2 were broken. But, you know, so I might not be a world record holder in those 2 events anymore, but I still have those Olympic gold medals, world championship medals that nobody can ever take away from me.
Going into this, the Commonwealth Games, it's not the Olympics as per se or the World Championship, but another big, big way to work hard, to prepare for, obviously, in 2 years' time for the Olympics. How much preparation goes into it? How long are you swimming for every day?
So every day we're swimming for about between 3 to 4 hours. You know, you're jumping also another about 1.5 hours. So it's around about, if you're a full-time athlete, 6 hours in a day that you're preparing, which is spread out over the day. And then, you pretty much train full year round, because you're also training to get to the qualifications, which enables you then to get to the game. So it's a long process. So, yeah, I mean, when people finally do get to the games, there's been a lot of work behind them, which also adds to the pressure. You know, a lot of guys can't handle the pressure of knowing that, you know, the last year of work comes down to that one single moment when you're in the pool when the gun goes off. So it's a combination of being able to hold yourself, knowing that the work that you've done is going to pay off, and executing it at the right time. But yeah, getting back to the main question, there's a hell of a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes that the general public don't always get to see.
Cameron, on a personal note, I've had the pleasure of spending some time with you and your lovely fiancé. You're going to be getting married in Greece soon in July. Of course, what is it like for a Pretoria boy to go marry a nice Greek girl?
it's definitely added a lot of spice to my life. I think she's you know, when people become friends with us, I think they're definitely, you know, only because of Nefeli, because she's such an interesting and great character. So she's you know, such an amazing person to be around, and, you know, exuberates you know, so much energy and vibrance, and lifts the room instantly when she walks in. Has that sort of that she commands your attention. So just very fortunate enough to have been able to trick her into saying yes. So I'm just waiting until July, and then luckily it's a home run.
Listen, you cannot trick Greeks. You cannot trick a Greek. Eh? They're tricking you. That's the secret. Cameron, and then another exciting note, I must say, I look forward to, we can't say too much about it, but looking forward to working with yourself on a new TV project. I think that's exciting things to come. We can't go into it. But yes, it's nice to be able to spread your wings and get into business, be able to still do the training and the swimming, to get into some media work and marry a Greek all at once. What a life, eh?
Yeah, well, you know, they say you've got to try and live as many lives as you can in one go. So just very fortunate that I've met some amazing people along the way that's helping me to achieve those goals and experience as many different wonderful, you know, lives and full experiences as much as I can. So very blessed and very honored.
And I know you do a lot of work for kids and for charities. We'll talk to you more when you get that gold at the Commonwealth. We're going to phone you. Get ready for it, okay?
Perfect. I'll be waiting.
We've got something for you. Just wait. We want to play this for you. Just listen to this for a sec. This is just for you.
When life gets you down, you know what you got to do?
I don't want to know what you got to do.
Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming, swimming, swimming. What do? We swim, swim.
Dory, no singing.
Dory. I love to swim.
Dory.
When you want to swim, you want.
See, I'm going to get stuck now with that song. Now it's in my head.
Sorry.
Just keep swimming.
that'll be my new ringtone. Thanks.
Please. Cheers, Boyki. Be good. Cameron van den Berg, Olympian, and of course off to the Commonwealth Games. Great to chat to him. I think that was really cool. Yeah, yes. We go next week.
You can just hear he's sussed, eh?
It's so cool.
He knows what's up. You know, actually, something very interesting. I listened to a talk by Penny Haynes after she won her gold medal. It was a few years after she won her gold medal. And she was saying that she actually hit a huge depression after she won the gold medal, because she had spent her whole life working towards that goal. And once you've achieved it, then you're kind of like, What now? You know, you're at the top.
No, this oak is not depressed.
No, no, no. I know.
I'm just saying, this oak is the happiest oak
ever.
But it
was just an interesting
perspective. But she's got a Greek, and she's a hot Greek.
Yeah.
And you know, that is his gold. He's got his gold. Don't worry.
A Greek goddess.
She's got the Greek goddess. That is it. And I must say, Greeks are cool. I love Greeks. Greeks are cool.
I like Greek food. I know some Greeks.
I like Greeks, yeah. On that note, yeah, welcome to The Unview. It's on cliffcentral.com. I'm Alan Ford with the one and only Nathan Rowe. Can you believe we're in autumn? I mean, my birthday's passed. I'm 40.
Yes, tell me about your birthday because you've been gone for 2 weeks.
I was here last week and you
oh, right. I was gone for a week.
But it was great. I had a moment in time.
Did you get deep with yourself?
Well, I had a moment the day before. I was like, oh, it's actually the midlife. So I went to bed early. I was in bed at 10 o'clock. And
what
I fell
tattoo
asleep.
Did you get?
No, nothing. No, because you know why I can't get a tattoo?
No.
Because I probably put a beautiful rose against my heart and my chest. Okay. Mm. And then by the time I'm 50, it'll be a bougainvillea. So I think not. I think not. It's changed shape.
The only problem with a bougainvillea is that there's spiders in. No. That's what creeps me about.
So silly. But I had the moment. And the moment was this. I went to bed, all down and whatever. And then I woke up in the moonlight, went to the bathroom at about 2 o'clock in the morning and turned the light on. You know, when you like don't want to like see.
And
you know.
You were like, this is 40.
And then I looked in the mirror. I thought, oh, you're 40. Shit, nothing's changed. Go back to sleep. And I went back to bed and that was it. And I ended up having had the time of my life. It's been fun.
So the snap wasn't that bad.
Yeah, there's no snap. I got okay. I'm so over it.
So what did you do on your actual day? Did you party?
My parents threw a surprise birthday party for me at the restaurant at Arez, yeah. The Lebanese cafe.
That's cool.
Up the road. And then
great baklava.
Oh, it's beautiful. I know you love it there. And then and there was all my cousins and school friends. And then went off to Cape Town and had different groups of things doing different things on going to Gate 69, for example. We talked to Kathy. And then went off and I had a party at the Bay Hotel, hosted by Nikki van der Walt and Leanne Liebenberg.
Sure.
And Maria Brunke owns the Bay. And that was awesome, and all my Cape Townian mates. And ultimately just had a good week of fun and partying. And I'm still having it. It's still kind of cool.
So it's carrying on. Still your birthday month.
Because now the gays haven't had anything for me, so they're like, and now I've got to do a gay thing. So
yes, you do have to have a gay
lots
party.
Of, like lots of things. But of course, we're into autumn.
Yes, fall.
Okay, we're in fall.
Yeah. And I know, I don't want to go into autumn.
But it's not looking. It's not, you see, it's not starting yet at all. I can't see it.
No.
We're not seeing. So I still think it's like summertime. What do you think?
It still very much feels like summertime.
Where's the yuki?
Let me whip it out quick. A Lebanese song.
And or Greek, could be Greek.
In the summertime, where the weather is high, you can stretch right up and touch the sky, where the weather is fine.
You got women, you got women on your mind. Or men on your mind, depending.
Have a drink, have a drive, go and see what you can find.
If your daddy's poor, just do what you feel.
Lead along the lane, do a turn or return at 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it, bye-bye. We're not bad people, we're not dirty, we're not mean. We love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather is fine,
we go fishing or go swimming in the sea.
We're always happy, life's for the living. Yeah, that's our philosophy.
Sing along with us, dee 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 dee, da 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 da. Yeah, we're happy, da 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 da, da 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 da. What is that? Cha 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 cha.
So there you go. We're going to avoid winter by just singing about summer songs. I think we need to whip out summertime.
When the weather is easy.
Definitely. Have you got plans for winter?
No, what play? I'm going to try to get to Cameron's wedding in Athens.
Oh, okay. In July. Because don't the Lebanese grow like a winter coat?
No, not what are you talking about? Hair?
Yeah.
No.
But don't you?
Do you look like dogs?
No. Well, you know, I've seen some, I went to school with some Lebanese guys, and when they took their shirts off, you couldn't tell.
I mean, we've got a little bit of, we've got a nice...
A nice winter coat, yeah.
A little bit too, how it goes.
Shiny, healthy.
And then I'm going to Lebanon in August.
Ooh, lovely.
And I'm going to Lebanon in August.
The homeland. Are you going to kiss the ground when you get off the airplane?
I've been there a few times. So okay. This is where I'm born.
Well, you know those, when African-Americans come back to Africa.
Oh, I've got to kiss African. Oh,
then again, I suppose you weren't taken away on a slave ship and shipped to South Africa too.
We did run away from Lebanon.
Oh, really? Were you refugees?
Long, long story. We'll get there another day for that.
We have a long show.
We have a long show.
We have another 40 minutes left.
Yeah, and I love it. This is The Unview. And of course, on the line, I've got to tell you, they're rocking and they're rolling and talking about great people. Brendan Van Rain and the... As a business person and as an entertainer, is absolutely superb. Of course, he's won the Fleur de Cup. He's also won some great awards like the Naledi's and accolades beyond. But as Cathy specific, he has got to be one of the most interesting characters in South Africa. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to say hello to Cathy specific from Gate 69, the opening of their new show, Snip and Tucked. Welcome to the show, Cathy Specific.
Morning, morning. Nice to be on air.
It's so good to speak to you. And I must tell you something, Gate 69 has just risen to another level. We had Kerry Dupree. We've had Christina Bianco. We've had the Macbeth adult pantomime of late. We've had Hedwig, which has now just come to Johannesburg, by the way.
Thanks for letting us have them, Brendan.
The Hedwigs, yeah. Yes. And we're going to give that a punt in a moment. But I want to tell you, Brendan, the Trolley Dollies are making a huge comeback as they've just recently taken to the stage at Gate 69. Tell us all about it.
Quite right. So the Trolley Dollies, Ellen, are the resident act at Gate 69. And I mean, these three girls are really making waves. 8.5 feet dressed up. They're Amazonian beauties. They're the poster girls for travel. They are just the three incredibly... sometimes rude, but incredibly beautiful aviation goddesses. And we're backing it in a fabulous brand new show all about the multi-billion-dollar plastic surgery industry entitled Snip Tucked, a mini medical musical. Obviously tucked for many reasons, it's great music. It's an excuse for us just to belt out one big number after the next. But it's so much more than that. The underlying themes, the fact that we take on an emotional roller coaster throughout the hour and 15 minutes, and people are up and then they're down, and people can relate to certain things we're saying. And we are just telling people about things we'd like to have done, what we wouldn't have done at all, and what we haven't had done.
Well, I think the whole thing is about lots of fun and people coming together. I mean, firstly, I want to explain the experience to you. Have you been, Nathan?
To Gate 69. Yeah. I haven't.
It really is. It's really cool. Actually,
I'm
maybe
put you over my knee, Nathan.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Wouldn't be the first time, Brendan. You're a big man.
Yeah. Nathan might enjoy that. I think. I don't know.
My girlfriend actually has a huge crush on Brendan.
Does she?
Yes. Yeah. She has a thing for men in makeup. I haven't really done it for her, but
okay.
Well, you know, I always tell people, if you go for me, you get two for the price of one.
and by the way, have you seen the size of his hands and the size of his feet? Do you know what it tells you? Do you know how big his feet are? Shoes are.
Yeah, they are. I take a size 13 high heel.
13 high heel.
I take a size 13. Holly, played by Christopher Dudgeon, takes a size 14, and Rudy, who plays Molly, the underdog in the musical, she takes a size 12. So it's 12, 13, and 14.
Where do you find high heels that big?
It's a good question.
Well, unfortunately, we can't just walk into a store and buy it. It's all ordered online or shipped or packaged. And,
I thought maybe you were cobbling there backstage, making your own shoes.
Yeah, a little factory at the back.
But Brendan, of course, the costumes they're big, and it's massive. This is not a lot of people understand a drag artistry is not just about putting on a frock that you can buy in Woolworths or at a store. You know,
it can be for beginners.
Well,
it can be for beginners and it can be for smaller girls. But, you know, when you big guys like us, nothing can be bought off the rack. It's all custom-made. Mm. You know, it's all about smoke and mirrors very much with drugs. It's about cinching the waist. It's accentuating your greater features. It's the right stocking to suck the leg in. And a lot goes into it. And the costuming is incredible for this one. Funny enough, we're not in skirts. We're in a somewhat different airline uniform. It's our take on it. We're in leggings and a fabulous shirt with huge glittered epaulettes and, yeah, huge wigs. Beautiful. And, I mean, if I tell you, it took Michael does our wigs, Michael Fried, it took us literally 30 hours to do the three wigs.
Really?
It's unlike anything. Yeah, unlike anything you've seen. It's beautifully, beautifully styled. I mean, that's what people have come to know at Gate 69. You know, it's world-class entertainment. What we present is you can see on any stage in the world, and us three girls are somewhat different. You know, there's nothing like us in the world. We're only the only kind of its group in the country, most certainly.
Yes, 100%.
Sing live,
and especially so big. Like, I mean, you're giants. Mm, I mean, they are giants of men. Of
we
people.
Always say completely intimidating, but totally harmless.
Absolutely. Kathy, another wonderful thing about... Well, hold on. Let's get down to the nitty-gritty. Firstly, I've seen Kathy change on the set of Three Talk, and he's packing. You pack, baby. You pack. How do you hide it? Where do you put it? Where do you put...
A little snip and tuck.
Where do you put your business?
Elvis, let me tell you, I would... If I had a rant for every time I was asked that question, I think I could have retired. But you know what? I gladly answer it. And the answer is plain and simple. I tell people I screw it off and I put it in a shoebox in my dressing room.
Okay.
Bear in mind again that it is a size 13.
Yeah, correct. We're going to leave. Let's take you out of this equation. Other people that can't screw it off and put it into a shoebox. Does it hurt? Does it hurt?
You just close your eyes, you push it back, and hope for the best. You know, there are various layers of underwear as well. You know, it's sort of three stockings.
I have to ask the question. It's like,
no, but I must say, it's an interesting question.
It's a good one.
Because you...
Like, where do they put it?
I mean, does a thigh gap aid you in this endeavor? Because I know that's a big trend.
Does who aid me?
A thigh gap.
A thigh gap.
Yeah, I've got one of those. No, I don't think the thigh gap's got anything to do with it. I want to say one thing, though. Once it's tucked.
Okay. And you can't go to the loo?
No, what I was just about to say, so drinking water and consuming liquids after you've tucked is risky, because I was maintaining if you go to the loo, that second tuck is not quite as perfect as the first one. Yeah.
And God forbid a good-looking man walks near you.
Yeah, you'd be in trouble.
I had to go there. So we'll discuss the show. But Hedwig is rocking Johannesburg at the Peter Tsering Theatre, of course.
Yeah, most certainly.
We had
most
Paul Dottori. You know,
correct. That's the musical we started with 18 months ago, which has now finally gone to Joburg, and Gauteng audiences must do their best to drop everything and go and see this incredible, incredible piece of theatre.
Are you thinking of opening a Gate 69 in Joburg?
It has crossed our mind, Nathan. It has. We, of course, first of all, want to get Cape Town's theatre to where we want it.
Right.
But, you know, we always joke and say our business card says Gate 69 and underneath it is Cape Town. But there's no reason why it can't say Gate 69 Vegas, Gate 69 New York, Gate 69 Sydney, Gate 69 Johannesburg. Of course, Cape Town will always be the first home of Gate 69, but the possibility most certainly exists.
Yeah. In Joburg, you just call it Security Gate 69, and then everyone will have one.
Well, I would say if we called it Gate 68, it means I owe you one.
Kathy, again, looking forward to seeing the show. I'll see it later this week. I'm going to try to get Nathan to see it next week, actually, because you're in Cape Town. But again, the show is dinner theatre. So you arrive, it's a beautiful, you have a drink, you sit down, beautiful meze, from snoek pate to hummus to olives to kebabs to shishka, all on the table. And then, of course, the beautiful show. And then it ends up with you get a beautiful Patron ice cream dessert.
Ooh, sounds amazing.
Ice cream, yeah, it's really great. And so it's an actual experience. It's not just going to watch a show. And I want to make it clear to people, because people go, wow, that's kind of expensive at like $400 or $500 a ticket.
Yeah,
and I know you've got different platinum and gold and diamond programs. But the key aspect here is that you get a dinner experience. You get wine at a very reasonable price. You get a full three courses. You get a soup, for example. I mean, it is three courses, meze, or should you say a tapas style eating, and you get a dessert. And if you think about that with a show, it is for nothing. It really is.
Absolutely. You know, Alan, everything at Gate 69 is very much in abundance. You know, not just the food, the entertainment. It's the fact that we're taking people to a world they've never been before, and if they have, hopefully a world they'd like to return to. You know, I always tell people that beyond that wall, and I refer to the wall on Bree Street, the one side of our building, I said there's a world of heartache, there's a world of loss, and you know, just, if you can come into our space for about 4 hours and just forget about all that, then we've most certainly succeeded. And there's nothing like it in this country to compare us to.
Absolutely.
It's a one-of-a-kind theatre in South Africa.
How can people book, Kath?
It's easy. They can go to our website, www.gate69.co.za. There's a calendar there. They can check what's on. Or they can just phone the box office. And believe it or not, Molly will answer the phone.
Yes, Molly
She's
will.
Our switch bitch. 021-035-1627. That's 021-035-1627.
Yeah, that's divine. www.gate69.co.za 021-035-1627. Before you leave, give us a little number. Give us a little Brendan Van Rain or Kathy's song. Give us something.
Well, I mean, a lot of people will know me for How Can Do I? But
yes, of course.
We do such great numbers in the show. We do Queen. We do Fat Bottom Girls. We do Donna Summers and Barbara Streisand. We do it. There's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful surprise at the end of the show, and it'll literally leave people gobsmacked. But one of the great numbers, and it's a rather quiet number, we do it where all three of us are in beds. We're in fabulous pink negligees, trimmed with feather, and we're about to go in for the procedure, and it's a song by Charlene. And of course, you know, us girls don't, and nothing about the voice is affected, so we sing in our register. So I'm going to do... I'll do this one. It goes, hey, lady, you lady, cursing at your life. You're a discontented mother and a regimented wife. I no doubt you dream about the things you never do, but I wish someone had talked to me like I want to talk to you. I've been to Georgia and California.
Great song. I love that song.
It's a stunning song. And all the actions we do with our hands, so it's almost like sign language. It's a divine number.
And I've been to Paradise, and that on that note again, we just bring this up because we say it in such respect to your rest in peace, Stephen Hawkins, because he's in Paradise, and the man lived a good life. On that note, Gate 69, don't miss them. Of course, Hedwig as well, happening at Peter Turin. Kathy Specific, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Alan. Always a pleasure. Thanks.
Yeah, I love this. I've been to Paradise, but I've never been to... I think it's me.
I don't know what song that is. It sounds lovely.
It's such a cool song.
Yeah. You know what's so interesting about Brendan, hey? I mean, I'll never forget his portrayal of Frankenfurter from the Rocky Horror Picture Show. And he just nailed that, come up to the lab. Have a look what's on the slab. Oh, man. I think that's where my girlfriend fell in love with him.
And of course, he won the Naledi Award and the Fleur de Cup. In the moment, Melanie Burke will join us on the line to discuss Fleur de Cup 2018. It's a big one. Of course.
Do you know who the nominees are?
We're going to go through them.
Oh, brilliant.
There's some very interesting ones, actually.
Really?
Especially musical theatre.
How does it work? Does it go back to last year's productions? So the productions of 2017?
Well, we'll find out right now. Okay. We'll chat to her. But otherwise, how is the girlfriend? Is life good?
Yes, wonderful. Of course. I'll try coax her to come with to Gate 69 in Cape Town.
Do you know that song?
No. What is it called?
I've never been with...
Because I could search for Pink Negligee pre-operation song, but I think that might be wrong.
It's a beautiful song.
Yeah.
I don't know. It wasn't Sheena Easton. Was it someone like that? Yeah. So things are really good and things are buttering up. We've got Melanie Burke on the line. Now, Melanie is the chairperson of the Fleur de Cup Awards, most prestigious theatre awards in South Africa.
Yes, we've spoken to many winners.
It's been going on for 52 years, I think. Sure. Melanie, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Alan. What a happy coincidence to come on after the fabulous Cathy Specific, Brendan Van Rijn.
I know. Isn't that brilliant? Because, of course, he has taken the Fleur de Cup in the past. Hedwig, that he produced, took both the last year's awards. It's incredible.
And, of course, Cathy presented the awards last year with Africa Milani.
Yes. So it's absolutely, it's so apropos, actually.
I love it when a plan comes together.
I love it when a plan comes together. Melanie, firstly, very proud of you guys. 52 years of celebrating theatre in South Africa. It's a hell of an achievement if you think about it.
And I think, you know, for 53 years to have this amazing support of sponsors like Fleur de Cup is just spectacular. You know, if you look around the world, art is slowly losing its funding. And here we have a big business in South Africa that believes in the power of the art and believes in the possibility of connectedness that it creates through the art.
Tell me something, Melanie. Firstly, and Nathan asked a good question. How does it run? Does it run from January to January? How does the, in terms of the recipients,
yes,
how does it
so
the
work with a calendar year, yes. We start on the 1st of January every year, and the eligibility ends on the 31st of December in that same year. And then we obviously, I have a panel of judges who literally have no life. Happily for me, they love theatre, so they don't mind going. But it's really a really tough job. You literally in the theatre 7 nights a week for a whole year. And then towards the end of January, we have our nominations meeting, which comes obviously from a pre-nomination process. And then the next Sunday, we have our winners meeting. And normally we do it about 6 weeks before the actual event because there's a lot of arrangements to be done. And so, yes, by the time the nominations go out, I already know who has won. And so it's just delicious to be part of that process during that time.
And, of course, you're not a judge. You are,
no.
Which is important to say. So people can send you all the flowers and all the chocolates in the world, or all the checks, and you can't guptify it. You really
absolutely
can't.
Absolutely not. And you know what I love about my judging panel is that they're such a diverse group of people, individuals in their own right with very spectacular and colorful personalities and opinions. And so when, as a collective, they work together, obviously the voting is confidential and individual. And I love the outcome often because I always say things come out in the wash. So people will always appreciate the performances and so on. Yes, they bring their professional expertise into it, but there's always a very deep personal resonance that happens. And so it makes this process, I think, quite fair because everybody literally stands a chance if they've done spectacular work because we recognize excellence in theatre.
And that's important to say because there's no influence.
It does sound fair. We can't call it the Fleur de Captured.
Fleur de Captured. Very clever, Nathan.
Thank
very
you.
Clever.
I just had to throw that in.
Mel, another important thing here is that the experience is about, and forgive me, it's 53 years, not 52. I made a mistake. But this whole experience is about celebrating the arts and encouraging people to enter and, of course, to create more theatre and to create more business for more producers and from the smallest little one-man or two-man show right through to huge productions. Tell us some of the nominees and some of the people that are highlighting here. You obviously can't go through winners, but, I mean, just some of the highlights.
No. Well, I can talk about the two last year's winners that you guys were talking about for Hedwig, Paul de Toey and Jenna Galloway. That was a fabulous production at Gate 69, obviously. So that was last year. This year, I am so excited, and one of the things that really excites me is the fact that there were a lot of productions who are generally Johannesburg-based productions that came and made work in Cape Town, and so the nomination list is peppered with Johannesburg creators, which I think is really lovely because it gives us richness in the Western Cape when we do have access to theatre from around the country. And of course, there's a smattering of folk from Durban nominated as well. The other thing that gets me really excited is that we have this year really seen an increase in local stories. And I always feel very inspired by that, because when you start to tell our stories, it makes the audiences resonate. It's very attractive for people to come to theatre then. Mm. And I think, you know, we have to find a way to put bums on seats and to get people connected with this opportunity of stepping out of their own lives and for 2-3 hours being somewhere else and being able to be taken on this amazing, incredible journey. And the other thing that we've done this year, obviously, is we've increased the number of categories. So we've got 5 new awards. And as you were talking now about, you know, producers and so on, one of the awards is for Best Production. One of the new awards is for Best Performance by an Ensemble, because we want to be able to be as inclusive as possible and include as many people in this process. And this year, for the first time ever, there are 2 performance awards in opera, a female and a male performance award.
Which is great for opera.
What I'm very excited about is the Best Theatre Production for children and young people. Very, very exciting.
You know, I'm going to throw some names into the mix just to show you some of the nominations. Under lead actor, you've got someone like Andre Ruthman, and you've got Craig Morris, you've got Marty Kintu, you've got in the female role.
Gordon,
yeah, correct. You've got Charmaine Veer-Smith, you've got Tenerife van Wyk, you've got Butle Ngaba. You know, you've got, if you're just looking through the list, some incredible people. And then you go to musicals, Mark Lottring, you've got Jonathan Rocksmith, you've got Dennis Davies, you've got Andile Gumbe, you've got some of the ladies, you've got people like Taryn Lamb, you've got just Ashley Harvey for Funny Girl. Remember we had Ashley on the show, just to name but a few. Nondumsima Temba for King Kong. King Kong's featuring.
I'm so excited that King Kong is nominated.
And then you just look at the ensemble performances again, from Priscilla Queen of the Deserts to Shakespeare in Love to What Remains. Just as I said, there's so many wonderful people. The names, the lists that go on here is incredible. And of course, we're never forgetting the technical support, the directors. We honor those people as well, because without them, you would never have a show.
Absolutely, because without them, you know, we don't see what we see on the front.
Best productions are very interesting. What Remains, we've got Priscilla Queen of the Desert, Mart Said, King Kong, and Die Reik van Appels. Again, interesting stuff. Great old theatre, new theatre, international theatre, original theatre, local.
Really, Alan, that's what's so exciting. You know, I'm sitting here. The programme arrived yesterday, so I've had a look at it, the little programme that people will get on Sunday. And when I simply just look through this programme and I look at the photographs of the nominees, I am so excited, because, as you say, it's old theatre, new theatre, original theatre, international theatre. But if you look at the photographs of these humans, they are young, old, veterans, fresh faces. And the thing that I really, really like always is the category for the award for most promising students. Because I'm looking at the photographs now, and I remember someone like David Dennis, who was nominated in the lead actor in a musical, you know, one received the Most Promising Student Award, and here he is nominated again many, many, many years later. And I think that's exciting, because it starts to allow people to feel that they can actually have a career in the performing arts.
And it's also got we told you so.
They get a real job. It's possible.
Did you hear what Nathan said? Say it again, Nathan.
Yeah, Nathan?
You got a little bit of a I told you so. We told you that when he was an upstart, a young upstart.
We told you so. Yeah. You should have listened to the Fleur de Cups. We know what we're doing. Yep. And again,
you can go through that whole list, Nathan, and you just go through that original list of most promising students, and I can tell you, you go and have a look and see where they are now.
Yeah, incredible. Melanie, congratulations to you and your judges. I think it's absolutely superb, because again, they've got to see 80 productions, am I right?
Yes, they have to see 90% of the productions that are eligible every year. And last year it was around 115 productions if we include the...
So they're going to see 90 shows. Well.
I actually wanted to ask you, is it better to have a production in the beginning of the year or the end? Because in the beginning they kind of use you as a benchmark, but at the end you're fresher in mind and stuff like that. Does that affect the judging at all?
No, there are actually no trends, because if it's a good story, it's a good story. If I think of one of the nominations, I remember in the Best Performance in the Review Cabaret or One Person Show, I remember how people spoke about Tony Bonani, Tony Mayambo in Kafka's Apes Red Peter. And that was early on in the year. You know, and he's in the nomination list. And so they're like, no friends. If it's excellent theatre, it remains with you. You know, you don't have a reset button just because something new comes along and you've suddenly seen it now at the end of the year. Absolutely not. Because the panel of judges obviously keep their records. Mm. And when they go through their pre-nomination process, they go through their own records that they've kept of the performances that spoke to them. And so that's why the pre-nomination list is so wide. If you saw the first press release, we listed all of the productions that were eligible in the pre-nomination list, and it's extensive. And so they sift through, you know, what really stood out for them. And I always remind the panel members that when they're judging in that moment at the end, you know, they have to look at why this performer, why this production, why now,
okay.
And you know, everything. Comes together in answering and responding to those questions, and again, from their own personal perspective. So there's no cookie-cutter approach here, because some of us absolutely hate musicals, but we have to go. And some of us love the student work because it's so, you know, unpretentious and raw, and they you see them grow over sort of years of their studies, you know. And then there's something happening in South Africa at the moment, I think, in theatre. It feels for me like there's been a shift, and there's a boldness about the kind of theatre that's been made. So, yeah, if it's excellent theatre, nope, no one will forget you.
That's it. Melanie Burke, the Fleur de Cup's happening this week, Sunday, in Cape Town at the Artscape. We'll report all back on it. We'll chat to some of the winners. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for cheering this, because, again, what you do for the arts is incredible. Melanie Burke, thank you for being with us today. Sure, that's amazing, huh?
Yeah, exciting. Are you going to go this year?
Yep, I'm off. I'm
you're
going
always
on Sunday.
There, hey?
Sunday,
we've got to
go.
Brilliant.
Got to go.
So, one thing we didn't even talk about, what did you think of the Oscars? I don't know if you spoke about it last week when I wasn't here.
You know, I thought the Oscars were great. I thought it was really cool. I loved it when they went to the other theatre and they did thank you to the movie goers.
Yes.
That was my favourite part. You, what did you love?
Well, no, I mean, I just enjoyed Gary Oldman winning, because I mean he's been in the game for so long. Everyone felt bad for Leonardo DiCaprio being passed up for so many years, but I mean Gary Oldman's great, you know. Yeah.
But I've got to tell you, I'm watching Friends again, the series Friends.
Yes,
and I'm just watching the week of the Oscars, that episode. You know,
tin of tuna.
How dare you speak to me like this? Sorry, guys, you got to watch that episode of Friends.
Your mic's dripping. Just wipe it off.
Okay, absolutely brilliant. Anyway, the Oscars were great, and major things are happening. Now, you know, you and I, and this is CliffCentral.com with myself, Alan Ford, and Nathan Rowe, the Unview, the Thin, the Rich, and the
Fabulous.
Yes.
And you have met a lot of famous people.
In my life. People are people.
But there's someone you're quite excited about.
I'm so excited about this person, okay, because you and I had the pleasure of filming with him throughout the Cape. And we did Bright Rock's Coaches Are Us.
Yes.
Which, by the way, you can watch it on Bright Rock TV on YouTube or on the Bright Rock Facebook page. But we took him on the most incredible experience ever. On the line, Conrad Jantjies, former Springbok, superstar. Welcome to the show. Conrad, you there? Conrad.
Shame, he must be having his 2-minute shower.
Okay, let's try to get Conrad back on the line. But firstly, we took Conrad to do the most wonderful, interesting things. Okay, this is the way the
show
works.
And he is a funny man.
Yeah.
He is a very funny man.
So for our listeners, let me explain to you what happens. Is to take former sports people and finding them a change moment or finding them something different to do. So because he doesn't play rugby anymore, we'll find him another sport.
Yeah, because he was quite badly injured as a Springbok.
Correct.
So we needed to find him a sport.
A new sport. So you got to change. You got to change your sport. So we took him off and we made him do from clay pigeon shooting,
the one I actually enjoyed the best, and it was the one that kind of was a little bit of a fail weather-wise. I don't know if you remember... Blow karting.
Did you love blow karting?
I loved blow karting. I want to take that up as a sport.
Okay. Have we got him? Conrad's back online. And then ostrich racing was my favorite.
Oh, yeah, but that's just because you watched him fall off a bunch of times.
A bunch of ostriches. But he's one of my favorite people. Coaches are us.
I'm glad you're having a bit of a giggle at my expense.
Firstly, we love you, and I must tell you, you've been one of the most incredible people to work with.
It didn't cost you anything, Conrad.
Just
don't
lie. Badly bruised.
besides a bruised, not only ego, but a bruised hip. Everything's done.
Yeah. Firstly, a superstar rugby player to go and do Coaches or Us, this different, complete different experience. Tell me, did you love the experience with Bright Rock and doing this?
Oh, I loved it. You know, I think initially when I spoke to you, I was a bit hesitant. But then again, I've worked with the great Alan Ford before. So I knew you're not going to make me look bad at that, and we're going to have a bit of fun. So when I heard Bright Rock's involved as well, being from a former Western Province Stormers player, I don't know, it should be a good match. And I loved it, you know. I was completely out of my comfort zone. Everything I'd done, just a big experience for me.
People have got to go and watch it because they're 2-minute clips. But, I mean, you went from fencing to blow-karting to ostrich riding to clay pigeon surfing to underwater hockey.
Underwater hockey was ridiculous.
And then, of course, table tennis. It sounds weird, but these are cool. What else did
bowls?
We do?
Bowls?
No, we didn't do bowls.
Didn't we do bowls?
What else did we do? We did more. I don't remember. Whole bunch of things. What was your favorite sport? What was the most unusual? What sport did you love the most out of all of them?
The surf ski. Don't forget the surf ski.
Oh, surf ski. Yeah, you loved that.
Yeah, I loved it. That is something I've actually looked into already. I got some friends out in Fishhook, and every time I go and visit them, I tell them, well, you know, let's go down and do some surf skiing. So that's a new sport that I'm learning. So from that experience now, I thought, well, let me try it out and actually see how far we can get. Not that I want to now do it professionally. I just want to do it for fun. But I think every sport I've done had different experiences. I think the underwater hockey, my heart rate went from resting to max in probably 30 seconds.
And you're underwater.
And now I'm sucking in air, but I can't do that underwater. I've been snorkeling before. I mean, I've done scuba diving at the same time. So I know how to handle a snorkel, but I'm sucking in water because I was so damn tired that my mind wasn't functioning. everything just went out the window, everything you've learned. So from that point of view, it was that, the fencing. I think I pulled a glute muscle from all the lunges I had to do.
Yeah, but you sure showed that 6-year-old boy who was boss, hey?
And the ostriches? And the ostriches?
Alan, you know I didn't want to go to the ostriches, man. I'm a bit embarrassed about that. But I'm glad people just saw the one fall. Two or three falls.
Yeah.
Well, Conrad, there was a whole lot more.
In your defense, Conrad, ostriches are frightening.
I think I was caught off guard there. Because everybody thought, well, you're walking around in a pen with them, you jump on them, they're teaching you the basics of where to grip them under the wing. But what people don't understand, it's not a normal grip. It's an ostrich. They've got bloody big wings. So sure. I couldn't get my hand around them completely, which in turn made my arm weak and tired. And then, well, let's go and race. So what was it? The first 10 meters I was already down. And then the big one around the corner.
Yeah, that was the blow.
Into
the fence. Conrad, one thing that you've taken out of this experience, what about change or what about doing this? What did you take from it?
I think as in anything in life, people are scared of change. And the sooner you embrace it and just try to make the best out of a difficult situation, the better. There's still times when I think back to that week I had or all the shows that I shot. And there's something I could take from each one of them, and it was that even though I didn't have a clue what I was doing, you adapt. And I think sometimes, you know, as humans, we put ourselves down. You don't think you can do something until, hey, here we go, somebody else does it.
Proud of you. We want you in studio. Come and visit us. Come on. I'll bring you up here. Come spend some time. Come play with us in studio.
I'm actually on this road trip now. I'm down in, where am I now? Yesterday was Nelspruit. I'm now in Ermelo. I'm on my way all over the show, discovering a bit of, you know, I've traveled the world, so now I'm thinking, well, let me discover my own country, actually.
Beautiful, beautiful. Conrad,
this is morning at Jovepass through a town called Hendrita,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm clueless, but I'm enjoying it.
Are you going to start saying kisses from coast to coast, like Alan did
kisses
after his?
Kisses from coast to coast.
So I don't know when I'll be back in Joburg. But
we'll get you soon. We'll get you soon. And we want you in studio. Nathan, I want to play with you.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
No, we have a good chat.
Coaches are us. Conrad Yankees, thank you for joining me on the line. He's brilliant. We love him. And, of course, you can please go and view these. They're brilliant clips. They're brilliant clips. You can get some on YouTube. It's called Bright Rock TV or on the Bright Rock Facebook page. These are great clips. You've got to watch them.
No, they're hilarious.
Yeah, and, love change.
An old coach. He's really funny.
Dalen Oliver, great. Yeah. Something you cannot not miss. We're going to chat in a moment to Peppa Pig. I'm so excited. Peppa Pig is coming to town.
Why are you hitting me?
Because I'm excited. This, sure. Do you know why? I have to have a photo. I had a picture with a Smurf. You had a picture with Hello Kitty. And I want to pick. I'm interested in pictures with famous people.
Yeah.
I want like pictures with Peppa Pig.
Famous cartoon characters. I had a picture with Johnny Bravo as well, actually.
Well, I've got to tell you, on the line, we've got Ashley Butler and Ashley Butcher. Ashley Butcher, who is a part of the cast of the Peppa Pig Live in SA. Welcome to the show, Ashley. Firstly, Peppa Pig in South Africa, it's so much fun, isn't it?
It is absolutely so much fun.
And tell me something, what is your role in the show? You're not Peppa Pig.
I am, you say, who is Peppa Pig?
No, you're not Peppa Pig.
No, I'm not Peppa Pig. I play Anna, who is essentially Peppa's human friend, and I accompany Peppa and her family on her big adventure, and I basically act as the singing and dancing guide throughout the show, making sure that everyone is involved and having a good time.
So, is Peppa Pig in Cape Town at the moment?
Peppa Pig is currently rehearsing in Cape Town, so we open in Johannesburg on the 29th of March.
Correct, and you open, and of course you open at Empress Palace, and the kids are going to go crazy. Are you excited for this experience?
I'm very, very excited. Performing for kids is just an absolutely magical experience, and their just absolute belief and commitment in what you're doing and the story that you're telling them is just absolutely amazing to be able to experience as a performer.
And what are kids and parents going to get out of it?
So what kids and parents can expect from Peppa Pig Live in SA is a truly magical theatrical experience. It features well-known and well-loved characters, Peppa Pig, her family, her brother George, her friends like Susie Sheep and Pedro Pony, lots of sing-alongs, dance-alongs, and jumping in puddles, which is Peppa's most favourite pastime.
And it's cheering and dancing and kids going crazy.
It's absolutely all of those things.
And I know, and I mean, it's got Peppa, you got George, you got Mummy Pig, you got Daddy Pig, you got yourself.
That's
right. And it's I've got to ask you a favor. We've got to get you and Peppa Pig in studio. Is that okay?
That is absolutely okay. I'm down.
I want you in studio, and then you're going to be singing all your Peppa Pig songs, and it's going to be lots of fun. So Ashley, people
wonderful.
Mustn't.
Peppa and I will be there.
100%. Mustn't miss Peppa Pig. Not only is it traveling all over the country, it's at Empress Palace now on the 29th of March, runs through to the 2nd of April, goes to Cape Town, 6th to the 8th of April. It's at the Cape Town International Convention Centre, the Playhouse in Durban. It's off to PE. It's off to all over the country, which is really good stuff. I want you guys in studio. Is that a deal?
Absolutely.
I want a picture with a Peppa Pig. Yay!
She will be here.
Ashley, thank you for joining us.
To avoid any disappointment, tickets are really selling out quickly, so we just encourage everyone to book on CompuTicket. There are tickets from $199. They also just come with family packages available and VIP tickets, which mean a meet and greet with Peppa after the show. And all that information is available on peppapiglive.co.za. So yeah, bring your kids and come around and have fun with us.
Thank you, Ashley Butcher. Thank you for joining us on the show, my dear. And we'll get you in
thank
studio.
You so very much.
Peppa Pig coming to South Africa. Yeah, that is such exciting news. Before we go.
Kids go mad for that. Hey?
Yeah. But we have a song for, like, Life Would Be a Dream.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Like, we've got to do something.
Ben's knocking on the door, hey?
Ben can wait. It's okay, so this is just because life is a dream, we want to wish Stephen Hawkins all the pleasance. Shh, we're singing.
Life could be a dream, I could take you up to paradise above, and you would tell me I'm the only one that you love. We're the thin, the rich, and the fabulous.
Hello, hello again.
Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye again.
Goodbye.
The Unview. The Thin, the Rich, and the Fabulous on CliffCentral.com. This is CliffCentral.com.